Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Divine jurisdiction, which Goshen is a divine jurisdiction. The word jurisdiction, juris has to do with authority. And you have covenant authority to speak. Diction means to speak. Diction. Jurisdiction. So you have divine authority to speak, and it carves out a jurisdiction. That's your lot. So whatever you're talking about, whatever you're saying, whatever you're disciplining your mouth to say, whatever it is that you believe that you're speaking out, that's going to be your jurisdiction. That's going to be your lot. But Goshen is a divine jurisdiction. It's a divine jurisdiction. Egypt was not. And so Egypt, of course, we know was judged, but Goshen was not only spared, but God divinely distinguished it. It was very distinguished, distinct. And we're going to look at this. I've been praying a long time, Lord, I want more understanding of Goshen, because I've taught on it many, and God opened it up to me. I see it so much more clearly. Got a lot of things I like to share, because I know that we're going into the era of the Goshen. All right? So it's a covenant place of distinction, a covenant place of preservation, a covenant place of divine government. Goshen. And if you were to look at Egypt and the Hebrews, the ancient Hebrews in Egypt, and look at the church and the world today, you would find almost the very same thing. This is why God's going to shake. Yes. It's not to destroy us. It's for our deliverance. Yes. Yes. This is what we have to understand. It's not, see, if you're really entangled in the world and the things of the world and the pursuits of the world, you're going to be really shaken. If your hope is in these things, then you're going to be shaken. But we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And so, yes, we can have nice things, you can have money, you can have all those things, but your heart cannot be there. You'll be blinded by the pursuit of these things, and you will be shaken. But Goshen, again, is a divine jurisdiction. Let me give you that definition again. Jurisdiction. Juris having to do with exousia, delegated authority. It's authority. You have the authority, diction, to speak.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm telling you,
yes.
You got to get it, because in 2019, it began the decade of pay. 2023 began the decade, was the year of the open door. And now this is going to become more and more clear that what you are saying is coming to pass. What you are saying, you're going to have. Whether good or bad. Whether of God or of the devil. You're going to have it. So I want to emphasize very strongly, you get a harness, you know, put that bit in the horse's mouth. Get a hold of that rudder. And someone that may be, I don't know who it may be, but someone that may be, you know, sinking their ship with their words or always into something because of their words, get a handle on that. Pray. Ask God help you with that, because it's going to be vitally important that you find this place of divine jurisdiction. Okay? God did some amazing things with Goshen. let's dig into it a little bit. The foundation, let me go to some foundation. If you have your Bibles, well, one of y'all got Bibles. Go to your phone. There's another Bible. All right, two Bibles. Three Bibles, four Bibles. Four Bibles in church. Five, six Bibles. No, she had it. That's her. I see real clear up here. Six Bibles in church. It is. It's the world that we live in. But as long as you can follow along in the scripture, right? But in Genesis chapter 45 and verse 10, I want to take my time with this teaching, because this is, we're at the threshold of this now. We're 7 days in. This thing is going to shift, and this is going to become the emphasis of the new era. Okay, something has come to a close, and this will start it. So Genesis chapter 45. And verse number 10. The scripture says, "And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast." Okay, we'll come back to that. Now, this is Joseph speaking to his father Jacob, and his brothers, as he has been made prime minister in Egypt. And the first thing, and we'll come back to it, but the first thing I want you to notice about this divine jurisdiction is that Joseph said, "You will be near to me." That's important, that in this new era, we purpose to walk near to God. That you walk close as you possibly can with the Lord. Okay, that's the first thing, but we'll come back to it. Exodus chapter 8, verse 22. "And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." Amen. "I will sever and I will put a division between my people and thy people, the Egyptian." Now, I want to say to you that this era is going to be filled with supernatural experience. Thank you, evangelist. Supernatural experiences, visitations, sightings, you know, deliverances, healings. And we were blessed. I believe it was the second service that we were doing in Trinidad, and there was a prophet there. And Apostle Tony asked him to come say something after the message, and that he came, and he said what he was seeing while I was speaking were angels. Now, we've had some say that here. And there was someone that we, the elders and I, ministered to one evening here after church, up a little late after the service, and they were talking about the angels that they saw. And what he described that he saw behind me or with me, this guy in Trinidad described the same one. And, you know, it really, really did something to my spirit, man, because the presence of God was so prevalent there that you know there was a presence, Holy Spirit. You understand what I mean? But there was something that was, and I know it was the angels that were there. And he talked about how large he was. And people mentioned how large they are. I've had people say that, "You got a big angel following you." I said, "I know." But my point, prepare yourself because the veil in this new era is going to be very thin between the spirit realm and the natural realm. The realm, the veil that separates the spirit realm from the natural realm is going to be. So it's important to discard all the weights and the sin that does so easily beset. You got to get rid of that stuff so that you know, this visitation doesn't ruin you. See, God's presence is holy. It's holy.
This is more than another church anniversary. This is a divine appointment.
God is your source. You got to get this in your mind, and it will begin to manifest itself in the physical realm.
This is a prophetic gathering for everyone hungry to experience God's power and walk in covenant authority.
God will give strategies. Oh, yes.
Join Resurrection Life Family Worship Center for our 34th church anniversary celebration, July 22nd through the 26th. Ministering throughout the week, Apostle Joseph Prude.
Whose destiny are you adding to? Purpose, if it goes beyond you, is real.
Apostle Aramis Hines.
God will fight on your behalf. He wants to know if you really believe him and his word, because nothing is impossible for God.
Apostle Tony Hamilton.
He said, Lord, I can't see it yet, but I can't feel it yet. But because you're alive, it is already done in Jesus' name. Come on.
And our very own Apostle Trevor Banks Sr.
The best is still yet to come. Think about it a moment. Where you came from. How you were counted out. How you were down and out. But God. Why? Covenant.
There will be morning sessions, night sessions, fresh revelation, powerful worship, life-changing encounters. Meet us at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. 34 years of ministry, one unforgettable week. Come experience covenant authority.
God don't deal with time. He deals with covenant. Ain't nothing stronger than covenant.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.